This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in, second hour here on Friday morning, and 508-996-0500. So it was bothering me a little bit. I was like, where did the theme song from Friends chart? So I looked it up during the news, and so the caller was correct, kind of correct, but so I believe he said that the only TV theme song to hit number one was Welcome Back, Carter. It was actually the first TV theme song to hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Previously, the Beverly Hillbillies theme had hit number one on the country chart. It was on the charts for quite a while, but it had spent 3 weeks at number one. But I found a nice chart that somebody compiled of all the TV theme songs that have charted. And so Welcome Back, Carter was the first to hit number one in 1976, but also hitting number one in the same year, but after that, was the theme from SWAT. Let's see, Soul Train hit number one on the Soul charts. The Miami Vice theme hit number one. Jan Hammer's great theme to Miami Vice. And in 1992, The Heights hit number one with How Do You Talk to an Angel? Which they were trying to portray that, like, The Heights were supposed to be like a real band in addition to being a TV show about a fictional band. Like, it was kind of confusing what they were trying to do there. But that song did hit number one. Greatest American Hero is number two, believe it or not, by Joey Scarberry. The theme from Dragnet hit number three, as did Secret Agent Man from Johnny Rivers, which was the theme song to the show, Secret Agent Man. Hawaii 5-0 hit number four. Happy Days hit number five. Making It, David Naughton, that hit number five. And then the Peter Gunn theme hit number eight. Three Stars Will Shine Tonight by Richard Chamberlain from the TV show Dr. Kildare was number 10. Oh, I'm sorry, I skipped Inner Circle's Bad Boys, the theme song to Cops. That was number eight. But the Dr. Kildare, the Rockford Files, Hill Street Blues, they all hit number 10. The theme song from Friends only hit number 17, which I'm surprised. I thought it was a bigger hit than that. But anyway, that's just some of the chart positionings of TV theme songs. So I'm asking, you know, what are the best TV theme songs? They can either, you know, tell the story or they don't have to. But that's kind of, you know, what I'm throwing out there for our mindless question of the day. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good. And you?
Doing all right.
Good. How about the A-Team?
Great theme song.
Yeah. I remember an old show that I don't think you were even old enough to know, and I would never remember the music, but I remember watching the show. It was The Ghost and Mrs. Muir.
I've seen the show. I don't remember the theme song either.
You were old enough to see that show? Really?
No, I saw it like on, I think Disney Channel used to run it.
Oh,
way,
I see.
Like,
yeah.
Back when I was a kid. Or somebody,
yeah, I
some
like
did.
That music too. Yeah. The A-Team. I remember that music was pretty good. That was catchy, too.
Yeah,
the minute that show was going to start, you knew what it, right away what it was.
Yeah, and they gave you that little intro at the beginning where they told you kind of the setup of the show, and then they went into the musical part.
Yeah. And I also liked the music to Bonanza.
Did you know that the theme song to Bonanza actually has lyrics?
Yes, I do. I saw in a video a long time ago. I could probably find it again. And it showed all of the guys, the main characters there, which too bad they're all gone now. That's very sad. Each one of them all gone. But I do remember that they have also a Christmas album. You ever hear that?
There's a Bonanza Christmas album?
Yeah, all four of the main characters were singing. And I think one or two of them have their own albums. And it was Christmas.
Well, if I remember, Parnell Roberts was a singer too, wasn't he? Like he had a really good voice.
Yeah, he tried to play guitar on the show a little bit. No big thing, but he was okay. Even though he had a lot of other shows too, that Trapper John and
the only.
I loved all the old shows.
The only line I can remember from the lyrics of the Bonanza theme song was Little Joe's line of "I have a flair for women everywhere, Bonanza." Like, that's the only part I can remember.
Yeah, I enjoyed all them old shows. And today, all we have is reality shows. It's terrible. And I remember when I started to notice, I don't know the year, but I remember when I started to notice that they were coming out with all reality shows. And there was no more sitting together with the family and the kids and watching shows, the situation comedies and all. I mean, if you find out, if you can remember what year they started doing all that kind of a thing.
So Survivor, reality shows really started like in the 70s. There was that TV show, American Family, that PBS had where it was like kind of following. And then The Real World came out in the 90s. But what really kind of kicked it off was Survivor in 2000. And then you saw like a glut of these like reality TV game shows. But what really, really did it was, I think it was 2007, they had the TV writer strike. And so without the writers to be able to write new episodes of scripted programs, they just went all in on reality. And that's when you just got this explosion of reality shows.
Yeah, well, I felt that difference big time. And missed watching a lot of shows with my children when they were young. But we saw enough. We saw plenty. My kids remember a lot, you know.
And you can
could go back to that.
You can still watch them all now because they've got if you've got the internet, you can watch, you know, Tubi and Freevee and all these great services. But if you don't have it, if you have regular TV, they just brought back MeTV in Providence.
Yeah. Well, you're the one that turned me on to Tubi, and I've been in there a lot.
Yeah, lots of great stuff there. And the commercials aren't that long. When they do have commercials, they're not that long. And you know, so it's really a great way to be able to watch, you know, curate what it is that you want to watch.
Yeah, well, you should know that you turned me on to that one, and I use it a lot, so thanks for that. All right.
I'm glad that you enjoy it.
All right, have a great day.
You as well.
You too, bye-bye.
And so, as I mentioned, I'm getting some app chat messages that are coming in about these as well. Nick says, Charles in charge. We also got Joe, welcome back, Cotter, and the Brady Bunch. But we have one from Dokraz who mentioned WKRP. And if you, I mean, I think everybody remembers the WKRP theme song. But that was one that, it tells the story of the show. Maybe not the individual characters, but it tells kind of what you can expect the show to be about. And it was also one that they released as a single. It also was pretty popular as a song unto itself. But you also had, you know, universal lyrics to it, you know, that kind of apply to anybody, even not just people in the radio industry. So you've got, you know, this is from the original 45. This is the extended version. And that's what you would have happen a lot of times with these TV theme songs is they would give you the full song.
Wondered whatever became of me. I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking. Town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never
so. For some reason, you know, the question came out back in the day, like, oh, what character is that song about? Because there is no really like main character to that show. I always thought that it was Gary Sandy's character. Travis. I always thought that was who that song was about. And I don't know why I thought that, but I always did. But apparently there was a rumor going around at the time of that song being a big hit. There was actually Richard Sanders who performed the song, the guy who played Les Nessman. That he was the person that was singing the song. I never heard that growing up. I didn't know that it was Steve Carlisle until I was an adult, but that's who people thought that it was. So they thought that maybe it was, you know, his story. But I was like, that's weird because he seems to have been a lifer at WKRP. But I think the most shocking thing that I found out about, because I used to joke and say, you know, I was the Les Nessman of WBSM when I worked in the newsroom. Like, I'm the hapless news guy. And so I used to always like just make that joke and refer to myself as such. But I was like, you know, but obviously I'm much younger. Well, as it turns out, I wasn't much younger. Because in 2017, when I started working in the WBSM newsroom full time, I started, I think it was on my birthday in 2017, January 4th. If not, it was the day before my birthday. And that was my 39th birthday. When Richard Sanders started playing Les Nessman on WKRP in Cincinnati, he was 38 years old. It's hard to believe that looking at him, but he was 38 years old when he first started playing Les Nessman. He was one of the youngest people out of the, you know, the older folks on that show. But, and he's still with us today, by the way. He's 84 years old. But one of my favorite Richard Sanders moments was, I'm trying to remember when it might have been. If it was at the MTV Movie Awards. Oh, you know what it was? I think it was when VH1 got the rights to run the new WKRP in Cincinnati, which was a syndicated show that you know, tried to bring back the original show. I used to watch it, and it had some of the cast. And VH1 was going to start running it on their network, and they produced a promo video featuring Richard Sanders. And at the time, U2's Numb was a popular song. So they copied the song in the video, and Richard Sanders did perform the song.
Baby, if you ever wondered whatever became of me.
And by the way, this is 1992 and he doesn't look any different than he did in the 70s.
I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking. Town to town, up and down the dial.
And Gordon jumps in the video.
Maybe you and me were never meant to be. Just maybe think of me once in a while.
And so is, I can't think of his name.
In Cincinnati.
The guy who played her, what was his name?
The new WKRP in Cincinnati premieres on VH1 Monday, September 6th at 7.
So that, I mean, there you go. TV themes are fun to kind of play around with. We got some other app chat messages coming in as well. 508-996-0500 if you want to jump in and be involved. Andrew says, Tim, you cannot forget Dragnet and Emergency, two classics. Funny story. My youngest sister, Kerry, she was born at home on the couch. It was summer vacation. It was middle of July. And we were all home, and it was early in the morning. You know, usually we would go outside like around 11 o'clock or noon or something. And for some reason, this was like earlier in the day. We were still inside. It might have been like just too hot of a day to go outside or something. And we might have just been inside like with air conditioning. And my mom went into labor while she was watching Emergency. And ended up having the baby at home on the couch. I called 911. I was 7. I called 911 and told them, my mom's having a baby. And I gave them my address. And then within, I don't know, 10 minutes, I had to stand outside and like try to keep people from coming in the house because all the neighbors were trying to come into the house. We lived in an apartment. And it was just crazy, like a townhouse. Just nuts. And I was like, well, now I'm forever going to associate the show Emergency with my sister being born. 508-996-0500. I think we have a repeat caller here, but that's okay on a day like today. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. I just wondered, you mentioned about MeTV making a comeback. I wonder, can you tell me about that?
Yeah, I was, give me a second. I'll give you the details on it. But I think it was brought back a few months ago. And it is, it's done through WLNE, so Channel 6.
Okay.
And let me see where they put it on for the antenna.
I have Comcast cable, of course, here in New Bedford.
Oh, yeah. If you have cable, it's you're not going to be able to get it on a cable channel.
Okay. All right.
You can get it through the MeTV app if you wanted to have that. And I don't know if Comcast has put that on their cable box yet. I'll have to take a look at that later and see if I can find it. But, you know, you can, as Mary mentioned, you know, the Tubi app, that's on the Comcast box, and you can watch a lot of those shows on Tubi for free.
Right, yeah. Yeah, they replaced it with Charge a couple years ago.
Yes.
Yeah, yep. I'm not a big fan of the shows on that.
But I know that MeTV is back. I just don't know, like, the best way for people with Comcast to access it, except for buying the MeTV streaming package.
I remember episode of WKRP when Les Nessman was going to commit suicide, jump out the window. Remember they talked him out of it?
Yeah, I mean, he was one of those characters that you wondered how he made it through that series.
And Faz looking old when they were really young in age, All in the Family, which came on the air, I think, January of 1971. Carol O'Connor and Gene Stapleton were only in their 40s.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and like I say, they definitely never looked youthful, that's for sure.
People did look older. But I mean, it's a true thing. People look younger now in their 30s, 40s, 50s than they did then. People, if you were, like, if you go back and look at some of those old TV shows and movies and you're like, wow, how old was that person? You look and you find out they were like 39, 40, 42. And you're like, oh my God, why did people look so haggard? But people just looked differently then.
That is right, Jim, yeah.
I think a big part of it was back then everybody was a smoker.
Yes, it's something I'm glad I never did. I came from a smoking household.
Yeah, same here.
But yeah, my mom died of cancer from smoking too, so I know all about it.
I totally get that. Well, thank you for the call.
Yep, have a good one, Jim. Bye-bye.
By the way, Barry has an article up about Massachusetts and smoking. The Great American Smokeout is coming up on November 21st, and Is that still a thing with young people? Because every year when I was in school, we took part in the Great American Smokeout. We all would sign pledges that say that we were never going to smoke. And then we had stickers that we would wear that said smoke free and proud. And I would go home and try to convince my mom to quit. My dad quit when I was a kid. He never really was a heavy smoker anyway. He would, you know, just have a few here and there, but he was never like a regular smoker. My mom was like 3 packs a day because her mom smoked, her dad smoked, all of her siblings smoked. Like, it was, you'd go over their house and it was just a cloud of smoke. And I fought every year to try to get my mom to quit. And she wouldn't do it. She would always joke and say, I'll stop smoking when you kids stop being kids. But then one day she got really sick, like, you know, like not like anything more serious than like pneumonia or the flu or something, but she got pretty sick and decided to just stop smoking and just quit cold turkey. And I never would have thought she would be able to quit cold turkey, but she just said, no, I'm done, not doing this anymore. And she never did. So, at least, Mom, if you're listening, I hope you're not sneaking them in the car in the ride home from work. But I don't know if that's still a thing, if they still push the Great American Smokeout in school. You know, we had anti-smoking campaigns all the time. We had The Adventures of Nick, a Teen, The Last of the Red Hot Buttheads, like that little PSA cartoon. Like, we had all these things that were designed to keep us from starting smoking. And I think it worked for a lot of people in my generation. But so maybe that's why people look younger. Maybe that's why I just shaved my beard off and people are like, oh, you look like you're 10 years younger. Well, I never smoked, so that helps. Anyway, 508-996-0500. As we're talking about important things like TV theme songs today, I'm going to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. And if you're not familiar with it, of course, that's John Sebastian of the Lovin' Spoonful who performed that theme song. And what a great show. So funny. And also, you know, subversive for the time, too, with a lot of the, like, people were concerned at first. That show was banned in Boston. We had a whole article about it at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app recently. It was banned in Boston because when, I think it was Channel 5, heard about what the show was about, a show about juvenile delinquent, they're like, we're not putting this, we don't want this on TV. People were protesting, and so they didn't run the show. And then it became a huge ratings hit. And they're like, well, I guess we have to run the show because this thing's a monster success. And they also realized it's not really about juvenile delinquents. Like, they're not doing bad things. They're just remedial students. And so it was, you know, everybody realized, oh, it's just a big goofy comedy. It's the Marx Brothers. That's who Gabe Kaplan's, like, inspiration was for the Sweat Hogs, was the Marx Brothers. And so that's exactly what the show was designed to be. And in fact, Gabe Kaplan, you know, played Groucho quite a bit. So they wanted to have Groucho on the show, but I guess when he showed up, he like wasn't in good enough health to really perform in front of the camera. But there's like footage and photos of him actually meeting with the cast. So anyway, time to turn things over to Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom.
Democrats play the blame game after Trump's election. A little effort could go a long way for your blood pressure. And the Grammy goes to...
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Donald Trump is the president-elect, and the finger-pointing among Democrats is underway. The White House is defending President Biden for not jumping out of the race sooner after Kamala Harris's defeat to Donald Trump.
This is how elections are. This is ebbs and flows. You win, you lose. And this is where we are today. What we're going to focus on is respecting the American people and how we move forward in the next 74 days.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says anything that happens at this point would just be second guessing. She deflected questions and would only say Biden always put the country first. She said Biden made the best choice by dropping out when he did. Many Democrats are now asking whether Biden should have quit earlier to give Harris more time to make her case to the American people. Trump says campaign manager Susie Wiles will be his White House chief of staff. The Florida native will become the first woman to hold that post. Wiles was Trump's campaign senior advisor and ran his campaigns in Florida in 2016 and 2020. Trump said in a statement that Wiles just helped him achieve one of the greatest political victories in American history. Plea deals for three September 11th defendants at Guantanamo Bay, including mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, are ruled valid. Those deals would spare the trio the risk of death sentences in exchange for guilty pleas in the 9/11 al-Qaeda attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people in New York, Washington, and Pennsylvania. A military judge has voided Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's order nullifying the plea deal. Three people are being charged in relation to the death of Liam Payne. The former One Direction singer fell from the balcony of a hotel in Argentina last month. On Thursday, Argentina's public prosecutor said someone who was with Payne on a daily basis was charged with abandoning him after his death. A new study out of Australia shows that adding just 5 minutes of intense exercise to your daily routine may lower your blood pressure. Sarah Lee Kessler reports.
The study, published in the medical journal Circulation, looked at 15,000 people and found a slight drop in blood pressure after vigorous five-minute workouts that included such activities as running or cycling. The co-author of the study, done at the University of Sydney, said the blood pressure lowering effect was even greater among participants who replaced 30 minutes of sleep with strenuous exercise. Almost half of America's adults have high blood pressure, defined as greater than 130 over 80. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
This ain't Texas. Oh. Ain't no hold 'em. Hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down.
The nominations for the 67th Grammy Awards will be unveiled today. Among the names who could be up for the top awards at music's biggest night are Beyoncé, Taylor Swift, and Chappell Roan. Other artists who could receive multiple nominations include Sabrina Carpenter, Billie Eilish, and Post Malone. Also, for the first time ever, the Beatles and the Rolling Stones could be nominated in the same category as they each submitted songs for Best Rock Performance. The nominees will be announced at 10:45 a.m.
WBSM Sports.
Bruins beat the Calgary Flames 4-3 in overtime last night, back in Boston to play the Ottawa Senators Saturday. Celtics at the Garden tonight to play the Brooklyn Nets at 7:30. That's TD Garden. Sunday afternoon, New England Patriots in Chicago to play the Bears, and we'll carry the game for you here starting at 1 on WBSM.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
A sunny, beautiful day here on the South Coast. Temperatures in the mid-60s. A cold front moving in tonight, which means chillier air for this weekend. Temperatures about normal in the 50s. Sunny on Saturday, cloudy on Sunday. Rain coming toward the end of the weekend and likely on Veterans Day. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM. And get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
When we first moved to New York, we had a great apartment that was dirt cheap.
And we found out why it was so cheap.
Our friend Amy said there was a great apartment in her building.
Dirt cheap, but it's a hotel for women. Okay, we made one adjustment.
Now these other ladies know us as Buffy and Hildegard.
But they also know us as Kip and Henry, Buffy and Hildy's brothers. I am crazy about the blonde.
This experience is going to make a great book.
See, it's all perfectly normal.
So here we have the theme song to Bosom Buddies, which, you know, gives you all of that synopsis of what the show is about. And then uses what was already an existing Billy Joel song as its theme song, but obviously not sung by Billy Joel. And by the way, of course, starring a young Tom Hanks. But so you've got that song as a Billy Joel song that was used as a TV theme song, recorded by somebody else. But here's my trivia question for you. Do you remember the other 80s TV show, late 80s, early 90s, TV show, actually it might have just been 90s, but the other TV show that used a Billy Joel song as its theme song, but also it was not sung by Billy Joel? Going to let that marinate. You could try Googling it, but it's one of those dumb things that was in my head that I always knew. And then when the internet became popular, I was like, I'm going to confirm that this is true, what I've always thought. And it's not an easy question that you can just Google and find the answer to, although maybe AI can help you now. But I had to do a little digging. We got some other app chat messages mentioning some classic TV theme songs. And I'm just asking people, you know, what are your favorites? What ones tell the story of the show the best? Whatever it is. But we have, good morning, Tim. This is from Not Bad Note Plus. How about the theme song for the show Beretta? I mean, that was a great TV theme song. And I think that kind of tells the story of the show too. You know, it's not just about, I mean, that was a song that hit the charts too, I believe. But you've also got something that kind of tells the story of exactly what it's about. Was it Don't Go to Bed with No Price on Your Head, right? And, of course, you've got the great Sammy Davis Jr.
Don't go to bed with no price on your head. No.
Don't do it.
No, no. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
Sparrow, and that's the name of that tune. People that know the show will get that reference. 508-996-0500 if you want to add to the conversation. What else? Of course, you know, Robert Blake, not really somebody that people admire much anymore, but we also have votes here from Claire in Freetown. MASH, Rockford Files, and Masterpiece Theater. Those are all great. MASH is another song that is an instrumental as a TV theme, but actually had lyrics, because if you saw the MASH film that the show is based on, in the film, you know, they sing that song and it has the lyrics that they obviously couldn't use on the show, Suicide is Painless. But that's also because Painless was one of the characters in the movie. So anyway, but it was a whole thing. So they went with the instrumental and it became iconic. And it's funny because people my age, Gen Xers, they always refer to the beginning of the MASH theme as those few notes of music that you hear that you know it's time to turn off the TV and go to bed. Because MASH was forever on at 11:30 on channel 38. I think it was 11:30, right? And kids were like, I'm going to stay up as late as I can. And then MASH would come on and they'd be like, yeah, I'm not watching this. I'm not watching the show. But I loved it. I thought it was great. When I was a kid, I would laugh at Klinger and I just thought like some of the things were silly. But then the more I became aware of the themes, I was like, this is a really, really great show. And another 70s instrumental theme song that is just a fantastic song overall, Barney Miller. That bass line to Barney Miller at the beginning. Oh, man, what a song. And, you kind of get I've always found there's more energy in that theme song than there was in the squad room. But you want to talk about other great instrumentals that also became hits? Because, TV was so huge in people's lives in the 70s and in the 80s. So many of these TV theme songs were released as 45s because they were popular and they'd be something people would buy and they'd hit the charts. But Angela's theme, which was the theme song to Taxi. A great song. And you kind of get the idea a little bit of, what the show is about in terms of it's kind of sad the way they all, they were not like a group of people that you were like, oh, these are all winners in life. You know, you were rooting for them to succeed, but they always kept kind of getting beat down again by life. Anyway, 508-996-0500. I'm going to take a break and we'll be right back. 996-0500. Very quickly, we'll go right back to the phones in a moment. But today's a big day. Today is actually the opening of Edaville for the Festival of Lights. And as I've told you many times, to me, it's not the holiday season until you go to Edaville. And I was actually thinking about going tonight, just so I can get myself in the mood. And it's also going to be great weather for it, so it'd be a perfect night for it. But I'll probably hold off and wait until it's a little bit colder, because I like being there in the cold, but not everybody does. So tonight might be the time to go. You can jump on Edaville.com and see if there are some tickets left. They are going to be selling out fast for all of their Festival of Lights events, but there might be some still because it is early in the season, so people might not be thinking about heading there just yet. So this might be your best chance to get there while the weather is still going to be pretty good. And you can experience all of the thousands of holiday lights that you've come to know and love and attractions like the Christmas Market. You can ride the steam train, visit some of the shops, ride the vintage amusement rides, and, of course, all the great food that they have at Edaville. This year, they have added horse-drawn carriage rides that you can add on to your Edaville ticket if you would like to have that experience, as well as so many other great things there. And what's great about Edaville now is tickets start as low as $12.95 a person. So you customize and craft the Edaville experience you want to have. So you can be like me and you want the gold ticket and you want to do everything. Or you can say, all I do is walk around and visit the shops and get something to eat and watch the kids ride the rides and have them have fun. $12.95 gets you in the door at Edaville. So visit Edaville.com to get all of your tickets and other information and make sure you follow them on Facebook so you can see all the great events that they have coming up throughout the course of the Festival of Lights season. And I will see you at Edaville. All right, let's go back to the phones. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Yeah, pretty good. I remember way back now that I had this small monaural tape recorder, you know, one of these GE types where you had the little buttons and the detachable mic. It was a very primitive tape recorder, and there were some shows that I loved the music, the intro music so much that I made a cassette recording. I wish I could dig that up. I don't know where it is now, but some of my favorite scenes like were the Rockford Files, and believe it or not, I never saw the actual show because I just used to tune in for the theme music was Melrose Place.
I
never cared for those kinds of shows, you know, the continuous soap operas that used to come on at night.
Mm-hmm.
But and there was also a soap opera that came on in the afternoon, like at 2 o'clock. It wasn't on the air that long, but the intro music to that, which was instrumental, there was no—I don't believe there was any lyrics to it. But that was really good music.
Do you remember what network it was?
It may have been ABC. Something about Today and Tomorrow, or something like that. That was a while ago. But most soap operas are on for many years. That one didn't last too long. But I did make a recording of that that intro song, and I don't know. When I moved, that tape is probably in one of the tubs I've got downstairs, you know, storage. If I go through a tub, I'll probably come across it. But I had a whole bunch of theme songs on that tape, and I can remember the Rockford Files and Melrose Place and All in the Family and Three's Company and all kinds of intro music I had on that tape.
Yeah, I mean, you can still get some cassettes that that have a lot of those on there too. I would say you know, if you want to hear all those TV themes again, if you have access to a computer, they're all on YouTube.
I'm sure they are. You know, what was a great cassette album that I had was the music from Miami Vice.
Yes,
with Chaka Khan and. I mean, that's a real...
Phil Collins, Glenn Frey, yeah.
Yes. Smuggler's Blues and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That was the best thing about that show was the music, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, it had a great soundtrack, and they did a fantastic job of setting the tone for what that show was about through the music.
Yeah. Okay, have a good day.
You as well.
Yeah, bye now.
And, there's so many of these TV intros that you can find on YouTube, and some of them they've even remastered and put in high definition, and some of them they'll put a video package together in which they'll say, you know, here's what season one's theme sounded like, here's what season two's theme sounded like, and you can hear like the differences between them. Like, for example, I don't know if you're aware, but the Roseanne theme changed quite a bit over the course of its time as a series. It was always kind of the same basic thing, but then they would change the tempo or they would change some of the instrumentation, and then they would always change Roseanne's laugh at the end of every, you know, for every season they had a different Roseanne laugh. And then the last season they had Blues Traveler actually like performing lyrics to that song. And so you can find like videos where they just piece them all together. And in fact, one of my favorite TV theme songs of all time was Simon and Simon. I didn't know because I watched it. You know, I got into it kind of late when it was on TV, watching it with my aunt, and then seeing it in reruns. I didn't realize that there was a previous version of it that sounded a lot more country. But I'm more used to, you know, this version. This one. And what a fun show. It's going to get to the really good part. Here it comes. Yeah. And you know, we're also forgetting, when we're talking about 80s kind of action shows, we're forgetting one of the greatest TV show themes of all time, which also told the story. And I'm going to play that when we come back from this break. We'll be right back.
We're living in the movies and TV. But the hardest thing I ever do is watch my leading ladies kiss some other guy while I'm bandaging my knee. I might fall from a tall building.
I think that might be like the longest TV theme song out of any of them, because that whole song goes for like 2 minutes, 2+ minutes for the opening theme song of The Fall Guy. But what a great song, sung by Lee Majors. And it's even meta too, because at the beginning of the song, the first lyric is, well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. And of course, Farrah Fawcett Majors was Lee Majors' wife. So I always thought that was such a cool song, because it's such a cool show. I still haven't seen the movie, though. I heard good and bad things about it. But anyway, that shows you can have a song that is catchy, that can tell the story of the show without having to just be about the show, and also can go on to become a hit, because that song was a record people were buying when that show came out. And then, of course, when the movie came out, they made a remake version of it with Blake Shelton and Lee Majors together. So it's you can still hear it today. But that's what I'm, you know, focusing on this morning. We can talk about other things if you'd like to, but I just figured, you know, we could use a mental break after everything that was going on this week. So I'm talking, you know, asking you what some of your favorite TV theme songs are. And we're looking at ones that, you know, particularly tell the story of the show, or if they do or if they don't, doesn't matter. Some of them are songs that people didn't want as part of the show to begin with. Can you imagine Moonlighting without Al Jarreau's theme song? Originally, the network didn't want that song. How does that work without that? That song sets the whole tone for everything. Anyway, we're going to take a break for the news coming up. When we come back on the other side, we can take more of your calls, 508-996-0500, more of your app chat messages.